Blog Talk Radio.
Where's my music? They just cut me off. Did you? Anyway, hey everybody, name's Dan. And my music should be playing right now. I don't know if it is. So I'm going to talk through this. I have no idea. I don't hear it. It looks as though it's supposed to be running, but I don't hear it at all. Anyway, going to wait for it to continue. And I will talk online here. We got some crazy stuff going on here. Hello, everybody. Hello. As Seinfeld said. And I'm looking at it right now. Wow, that's funny. Just came up on a website and they're showing people from the Seinfeld show. Anyway, hopefully I am actually transmitting. I would like to be. Don't know anything about this stuff. It looks like my song was supposed to play. When I tried to connect, I ended up being told that there was an issue and that I wouldn't be able to do my show. But apparently, I am successful here. Hopefully I am, because I've got a lot to say. Anyway, those of you who know me, know my standard introduction. I feel the need to unfortunately redo it every time I do a show. I'm not politically correct. I know right from wrong. I know gray from white, black from white, I should say. There's gray we need to talk about, we talk about it. But black and white, there are a lot of situations where we have black and white. There's a lot of black and white going on right now. And it's black versus white versus black. I don't mean whites versus blacks or blacks versus white. I just mean there are people who believe in certain things who are pitted against other people who believe in certain things, and they can't compromise on any given situation. If you have any intelligence in your life, you will come to understand that we need to have compromise at times, not all the time. I've been in many situations where I've had people attack me for being who I am or what I believe in or whatever. And yet, who wouldn't allow me to attack them for being who and what they are? It's called hypocrisy. And I find myself a seasoned veteran, if you will, in this life. I'm white. I'm not religious. So don't any of you accuse me of being religiously aligned, because I'm not. I'm actually in awe of the violent adherence to religion that so many people in the world adhere to. I don't get it. I'm more Buddhist than anything. I'm not atheist in any way, shape, or form. I don't disrespect anybody at all for having religious beliefs or Buddhist beliefs or anything else. even atheists, I don't care. But when the day comes that we can't get along because so many of the people out in the world are so violent against each other, where does that put me? Just take an example of Muslims against Christians. I'm watching violence in front of me, literally, on TV, or I can be in a big city and watching people fight each other and even kill each other at times, a Muslim versus a Christian. You've got this group, so-called ISIS, that Obama and Hillary and Israel and the Saudis and Qataris created in the first place. They're going into many places in the Middle East, and they're killing, slaughtering Christians and destroying their churches. Christians aren't doing the same thing to Muslims. Maybe they did years ago. Doesn't happen anymore. This is very one-sided. It's pretty sickening to watch. And I'm sitting back as maybe a Buddhist. I do believe that's where I stand as far as what I know about Buddhism. And I'm watching the people out there in the world slaughtering, killing each other, shooting down their own mosques and churches and all this stuff. Those people are fucking insane. You're all insane. How is it we go from a pattern or a place of relative peace? Things were pretty damn good in the 80s, if you were around as an adult, which there are an awful lot of people, obviously, out there. You're younger people. You grew up in the computer revolution, and you don't have any idea what went on back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. I've been there. And now I watch so many people in the world become so intolerant to one another. And there's only one major reason why this is happening, is because there's a power structure in the world of very powerful people who have so much money we can't even conceive of it. I've talked about this numerous times in my radio shows, and I will continue to do so. They killed Prince. They killed Merle Haggard. They're about to kill, I think, Ted Nugent. And I think that I think Trump is going to be killed by these same people. I hope not, but I do believe it's going to happen. And Chuck Norris. So you got Merle Haggard. You've got Prince. You got Chris Squire of the band Yes, bass player, and many other musicians who just are dying left and right of all these mysterious diseases. You got Scalia, Antonin Scalia. He was a Supreme Court justice. You all should know that. And he died in a very mysterious way, and nobody performed an autopsy on him. That's where I sit back and I say the F word. What the fuck is going on here? I've seen too much in my life. Any of you, I could sit back and ask you if you know what the Beirut bombings were about back in 82 or so under Reagan. You might not know. You probably wouldn't know. You don't know your history. You probably wouldn't know about Kent State or the Vietnam War or the Korean War, or what actually went on in World War I and World War II. I can't profess to know a whole lot more than maybe any of you, but I do understand that there's a power structure out there that has profited hugely off the wars that they caused in the first place. Think about it. You go out as bankers, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, and these people. You run the banks. Hitler needs money. He needs to borrow money to build tanks and bombs and planes and pay his soldiers and guns and bullets and food and lions and tigers and bears. Oh, fucking my. What in the fuck? What the fuck? So what does he do? And this is historical. This is known. That motherfucker goes to the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers who own the banks, even in Germany. Yes, they were there. And he says, hey, I need money. And the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers are sitting back and they're drooling, saying, oh, fuck yeah, dude. Borrow money from us. Pay us interest. Make us money. Make us even more goddamn wealthy than we are. The pigs that we are. And then the U.S. comes along, the Allies, U.K. and Europe, and they go to the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and these bankers, and they say, hey, we're getting our asses kicked by the Germans. Can we borrow money from you? And the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and these bankers are sitting back drooling, saying, fuck yeah, borrow all the money you need to. You just need to pay back the money with interest, and they earn the interest. That's how these motherfuckers have made a lot of money. Their families out there, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, and a lot of others, not a lot of them, they're relatively few, actually, but there are enough of them. Should piss us all off. And they have run the banks. They did the same thing in the Korean War. They pitted South Korea against North Korea. And the same thing happened. North Korea needed money, went to the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, went to the banks, and said, we need money to fight the South Koreans. And the Rothschilds and Rockefellers said, here's all the money you need. Just pay it back with interest. And they made all the money on the interest. And the South Koreans said, oh, my God, we're getting our asses kicked. Hey, Rothschilds and Rockefellers, the guys who run the banks, hey, can we borrow some money from you? We need to fight back and build tanks and get bombs and planes and all this stuff. And the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and these bankers said, sure, here you go. Here's all the money you need. Just pay it back with interest. And they made even more money. And one of the most profitable fucking wars, unfortunately, in the history of these motherfucking low-life scumbag pigs, which is what they are, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, and the rest of the bankers, was the Vietnam War. There was no reason for the Vietnam War to have happened. No reason at all. Gulf of Tonkin incident. T like Tom, O-N like Nancy, K like knife, I-N, Gulf of Tonkin. Look it up. It was a false flag. The U.S. military pretended that they were attacked by the North Vietnamese and said, we need to attack these people. We need to go to war. That incident never happened. So the U.S. all of a sudden starts sending flooding fucking people and planes and bombs and tanks and rifles and bullets into South Vietnam. And they went to the banks and said, hey, can you lend us money? And of course, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and all these motherfuckers said, absolutely, sure. Here's all the money you want. Just pay us back with interest. And all the interest went into the bank accounts of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Then the North Vietnamese came along and said, oh, my God, we need more tanks and bullets and rifles and people and food and planes and all this stuff, lions and tigers and fucking goddamn bears. Oh, fucking my. And the Rockefellers said, sure, here's all the money you want. Just pay us back with interest. And they made so much money off the fucking Vietnam War. It's sickening. It is absolutely sickening, the money they made off the Vietnam War. There were millions killed in World War I and World War II. But Vietnam was so horrifically awful relative to the other wars. The other wars were not as precise. They weren't as awful. I don't even know how else to say that. You'd be a soldier in a trench somewhere that you dug, and a bomb might hit you. In Vietnam, you had napalm, you had Agent Orange, you had all of these Monsanto chemicals, by the way. Monsanto, okay, Agent Orange. Make the association between Monsanto, which is the company that makes Roundup right now, and their glyphosate chemical causes terrible breast cancers in women. Women barely have to be exposed to glyphosate, which is a chemical that Monsanto is allowed to put into their Roundup, which kills weeds. Something like 95% of the women who get exposed to glyphosate in Roundup by Monsanto develop breast cancer. Now, what the fuck is wrong with that motherfucking story that I'm not getting? I say fuck a lot, okay? I understand that. I try not to. I really do. But I'm not syndicated. I don't have some corporate asshole sitting over me saying, hey, Dan, you can't say fuck. Oh, really? How about pissant? Oh, no, you can't say pissant either. How about bastard? No, you can't say bastard either. No, I'm on a free internet radio program. And I might have 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 people listen to me ever. I've got nothing to worry about because I'm so small it doesn't even matter. I don't worry about what these motherfuckers are thinking about me because I'm so small in the grand scheme of things that I can't affect them. I'm talking the power structure. I'm talking the people who have the money and the power. I'm talking the military. I'm talking the government, the NSA, Department of Homeland Security, any one of these organizations. I'm so small, they're laughing at me. They're not even laughing at me. They don't have time to laugh at me. They need to take care of the other people like Prince and Merle Haggard and Chuck Norris and Ted Nugent and Trump and all the rest of these people who are being targeted. They don't need to worry about me. My God. They could take me out one stroke. Easy. Seconds it would take them to get rid of me. But that doesn't mean that I don't have something to say about this stuff. I'm one of the most observant people you're ever going to listen to, ever. And you might sit back and say, well, this guy Dan, my name's Dan. This guy Dan, well, he says fuck too much and he's this, that, and the other thing. You know what? Screw you if that's how you feel. We don't have time to be politically correct. I said that earlier. I'm not politically correct. I never was and I never will be. And now I'm watching all the chaos that's going on around the whole world. The violence, the protesters against Trump. This is political stuff. Whenever has there been such violence in any community around the world, any government, any state, any country, any continent? When have there ever been any kinds of revolts that we're witnessing right now? Ever. Never has it ever fucking happened. Ever. And they're these dumbfounded, stupid fucking douchebags. These young punk fucking libtard pigs who don't have a fucking clue. They don't have minds. Who are anti-Trump, anti-anybody. The concept of resorting to violence because you disagree with somebody means that you don't have, one, any maturity, two, you don't have any self-control, and three, you don't have any education. It just means you're a fucking lowlife. That's how it works. And I told you earlier, I'm not politically aligned. I don't know who I'm going to vote for, but I'm going to tell you something. The sheer fact that Trump can't go around the world or the country and talk about who he is and offer people a different person to vote for without being attacked, having protests against him. Obviously, the younger people in this world, this country, don't have any clue what he's talking about. There is what's called the establishment. The establishment consists of people like Clinton's, Bill and Hillary, the Bushes, both senior and junior, probably including Reagan and Carter and Nixon and LBJ and so many of them before those guys I just mentioned, and will consist of after we have this election. They have developed a system where we're slaves to them. They're taking our money. They're taxing us to death. They're regulating us to death. They're destroying this country. They're putting us all in very dangerous situations, like Obama leaving the border open to Latin America. That piece of shit. And I told you people before, and I'm going to say it again right now, I'm not racist. So don't even begin to turn around and say, oh, you're a racist because you're a white man and you don't like Obama because he's got black skin. Has nothing to do with it. We've got people infiltrating this country right now, the U.S., who want to take this country down. And a lot of you are sitting back saying, oh, my God, that would be a wonderful thing. Fuck the white people. Fuck white men. Fuck the white power structure. Fuck the government here. Fuck this. Fuck that. Whatever. I'm going to say something right now. And if any of you are out there listening, anybody, you need to get this in your own minds. And I'm talking probably anybody who might be listening to my program right now. Understand, I don't have any notes. I'm just sitting here looking out the window talking, only because I get it. I don't need notes. But I'm going to say something very profound. It's been said before. I'm not the one who made it up, but I get the concept. I understand what it means. But I'm going to say it to anybody out there who might possibly be listening to me who disagrees with me, which is wonderful. I want you to disagree with me. But if you disagree with me and you're looking for the downfall of this country, the whole Western structure, the whole white man structure, whatever you want to call it, the white power structure, I'm going to say something to you right now that you better get in your fucking minds and you better think about it. And then again, my guess is you can't think anyway, so it doesn't matter what I'm saying. But any of you people out there who are listening to me, you know who I am, or you're just listening and saying, oh, this guy makes sense. Hopefully there are some of you out there. But the point that needs to be made, the statement that needs to be made right now is I'm saying to any of you people out there who are looking at the destruction of Western culture, white people, education, and on, capitalism, be very, very careful what you wish for, because the system that you think is magically going to be put in place is never going to occur. You are going to reap the same disgusting, awful, horrifying life that I am going to receive, because you motherfuckers out there were so stupid not to understand what was going on. And an interesting thing about it all is the actual problem is the establishment that's in place right now. The people in government, in power right now, hate us. They hate you. You might think, oh, I'm a young liberal. I'm in college in UCLA in California, and I get it. And all my professors are saying that I need to just revolt against this terrible power structure of capitalism. I need to believe in socialism or whatever. You know what, you motherfucking goddamn brain dead pieces of shit? You better be very careful what you wish for, because the system that's in place right now, yes, it needs changes. But you bring this system down, and you're going to go down with it. And if that makes you feel good, then you know what? Fuck you. Fuck you for doing what you've done or you're about to do. or you're allowing to happen, you're supporting to happen. The same fucking situation happened with the whole Occupy movement. How many of you, thousands, maybe tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, I don't even know. I never counted. I didn't even follow it. You people made me so fucking sick to my stomach. I couldn't even watch you idiots. And you're all sitting around saying, oh, capitalism's bad. And yet, oh, thank you their business over there for handing me some fucking soup and some bread and allowing me to live. Thank you for your capitalistic ability to make money and be able to afford to pay me to sit back and tell you that I hate you for having been able to make money to support me in the first place. If you can't understand the hypocrisy, the irony of that concept, you're going to go right down the path of what Hillary and Bernie are telling you. Socialism? Yeah. Yeah, sure. Thatcher, who was the Prime Minister of the UK, England, around the same time as Reagan. Yes, she was imperfect. Yes, she had ties to the New World Order. Yes, she had certain things that were really ugly about her. But she made a comment that made so much sense that it's sickening not to understand what's going on, based on my own understanding of history, because I'm as old as I am. I'm in my 50s. And Margaret Thatcher said, and I brought this up before in my shows, socialism is great until you run out of other people's money. And now you've got this fucking low-life scumbag fucking Hillary and Bernie Sanders. Are you fucking kidding me? And these fucking people are sitting in front of cameras every day telling you that they're going to give you free college education? Really? Free college education. Where does the money come from to allow you to go to school? It doesn't come from them. It comes from me. And people like me who go out every fucking day of our lives at 7 in the morning, drive 45 minutes to work, work an 8 or 10 hour fucking day, pay taxes to the goddamn government, which, by the way, it's illegal for the federal government to take income taxes from any of us. But very few people fight against that. So I go out in a given day, I have, say, what, 40-50% of my money taken away in taxes, so I can support your sorry, saggy, fucking low-life douchebag asses? Occupy movement. What happened with the Occupy movement? You fucking low-lives went into New York City and protested against small businesses because you were told to. You were given money by people like George Soros and these other fucking scumbags. And you went down Wall Street, and you actually, a lot of you, shut down legitimate small businesses who were barely making ends meet, and you shut them down. They went out of business and had to declare bankruptcy. But you didn't go after the big banks. They are the ones who are fucking you. They're fucking me. That's how stupid you people are. And that whole thing failed. You all packed up and left all your fucking messes everywhere. And somebody else had to come along and spend the money to have that shit cleaned up in the first place. That's called capitalism. And yet you motherfuckers just left there. Like, no big deal. Leave our plastic bags and our fucking water bottles and our plastic plates, our paper plates, and all the food and all this shit that all these people provided to us, because capitalism did provide to you motherfuckers to survive. And yet you fucking talk about how you want to take capitalism down. You take capitalism down, you're toast, okay? You fucking pissants. You douchebags. You're going to find yourselves with nothing when the system crashes. You all have put the system in place to take capitalism down. You're going to take this nation down. You're going to take the world economy down. It's already happening, and it's going to happen soon. The whole thing's going to crash soon because of you fucking moronic low-life douchebags. and I'm going to be left with a system that crashes and I'm not going to have anything? Hey, thanks a lot, first off. And second of all, be careful what you wish for. And third of all, it's going to be pretty neat, actually, to be able to watch some of you people fucking suffer under the system you crashed in the first place. You're going to sit back and say, oh, my God, what have we done? Yeah, hello. And I sit here perched on my little chair near Rochester, New York, looking out the window. And I pay money to talk on a radio that I don't even know anybody's listening to. My guess is I have, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 friends who listen to me, if that. I get a straggler from France or something, Belgium, once in a while. I know what I'm talking about. I understand the stuff. History repeats itself to those who don't pay attention to history in the first place. This has happened before. You've been lured into a revolt that's not going to work. Look at what happened with the spring. What was it called? What was it called in Egypt and that whole thing? God, I can't even remember the name of it. Where there were revolts going on in Egypt and around that time. This is prior to the Syrian war that's going on right now. Oh, God, what was it called? The Arab Spring. That's what it was. The Arab Spring, I had a friend of mine named Joan who I haven't talked to since this happened. But Joan thought that it was wonderful that there were uprisings in Egypt and in the Middle East, and she thought, oh, it's wonderful that we might be able to get rid of the power structure that has been so abusive to people for so long and whatever. And what happened? The Arab Spring fizzled out just like the Occupy movement did. Just like this movement that so many people out in the world are pushing for, Black Lives Matter. Are you fucking kidding me? And don't, any of you, I'm talking probably to my friends here. I'm not racist. I don't give a shit what color your fucking skin is. I don't fucking care. But you obviously don't like me because I'm a white man. So you're the racist. I'm not. I don't fucking care who, what you are. What I do care about is the fact that so many of the people out in the world are pushing for so much violence, and they're being pushed into the violence by very violent people who are at the top of the power structure, who are paying people, others, to foment violence against the rest of us. And I got to say, what the fuck did I do? This is something that these liberal, democratic, fascist, socialist fucking scumbags can't fucking understand. You got these idiots walking around with all colors of hair and fucking obviously no intelligence whatsoever. And they're on these campuses. And don't get me wrong, not all students are retarded, but many are. I'm not one of those people. I actually have 4 degrees, 10 years in college, including master's. Doesn't mean anything, but it does mean something to me, and it means something to the people who hire me because I have my shit together. I don't have to walk around with colored hair and spikes in my face and tattoos all over. And any of you who do, I don't give a flying fuck about what you do. But don't come out and fucking want to bring about violence against me just because I have white skin. Don't fucking go there. I didn't do a fucking thing to any of you. And yet you're about to do some really fucking awful things against people like me. So why don't I have the right to bring about violence against you because I don't think that way. You know why? Because I have intelligence to understand that throughout history, you have to stop before you get violent, and you need to try to talk things out before you engage in violence. You can work things out if you have intelligence, but there are an awful lot of people out there who are just brain fucking dead. And all you have to do is turn on the television and watch these people who are protesting against Trump screaming and drooling because of how violent they are. And they're all shapes and forms, man. And I'll tell you something. I said to a friend of mine one time, I said, boy, it sure takes all kinds, doesn't it? He looked at me and said, no, there just are all kinds. So anyway, I'll tell you what. Watching what's becoming a much more violent world. And I didn't do a fucking thing to bring it about, but other people are bringing it about. And when things get pushed hard enough against peaceful people, they will fight back. I will fight back. We will all fight back against the stupid, violent, goddamn miscategorized and misconfigured and misdirected stupid fucking douchebags who exist in the world. And it gets back to an article I read a few weeks ago. Every once in a while I'll read some articles that are just so off the charts that you just have to look at it and say, there's no way this is happening. There's no way this is happening. In the things that people say, especially the young people, and this is a very interesting thing, and I've brought this up before as well. The internet so-called revolution was brought about by the very power structure that I'm talking about. It wasn't magically that just Bill Gates came along. You know what a fucking dolt that fucker is? I'll bet you if somebody gave him an IQ test, I bet you he'd be very average. He's not a very bright guy. He didn't just develop Microsoft and bring about all the technological improvements and changes and such things. He was fed the information and was told, keep your mouth shut. We will make you a billionaire. And we will reap the rewards of making Microsoft a lot of money. We will have you pay us for having brought you to richdom. Bill Gates is not intelligent. I don't care what any of you say.
All you got to do is listen to the guy.
He's not intelligent. He's fucking goddamn stupid, as a matter of fact. He's a fucking lowlife who got bought into the very system I'm talking about.
Bill Gates.
Listen to him sometime. Watch him.
He talks like this.
And then he stops.
And I would think that we need to stop the population growth.
The guy's not very intelligent. And again, I'm sitting back and I'm watching this stuff play out. I'm watching the very people who have been put in power who don't deserve it, the people who hate us more than anything. And that includes Pelosi, Harry Reid, Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney. It's on both sides of the political aisle. And I told you that before earlier. I'm not politically aligned. I can't stand either party. They don't even exist anyway. What we have in government right now in the U.S., we can't even call it a government. It's a dictatorship. We've got a bunch of people who were able to buy their way, fight their way. How do I want to put it? They were owed favors and such thing by other people. They were able to work themselves into this system where they now control what's not only going on in this country, but they're able to then militarily go out in the rest of the world and destroy the rest of the world. We destroyed Egypt, Libya. We're destroying Syria now. We will go after Iran next. Yemen is being destroyed by the Saudi Arabians, and we're helping to fund the Saudis. We're giving them weapons now, planes, bombs, all this stuff. And they're haphazardly just going into Yemen because they hate Yemen. They hate the Yemenis. They're just destroying, slaughtering these people for no reason at all other than they hate them because of religious beliefs. How fucked up is that? How fucked up is it that a country can go into another country and slaughter their men, women, and children, especially the children, because they disagree with them because of religion? How would you like it if all of a sudden we start getting bombed by Muslims because they hate Christians and they start bombing your churches? I'm not going to be sitting in a fucking church. I'm not religious, man. I'm not going there. But what if that ever happened to you? Go off and all of a sudden your fucking kids are sitting there screaming with arms and legs blown off, eyes missing, blood squirting all over the place, dying in your fucking arms. That's what these motherfucking bastard pieces of fucking shit, and I got a very strong word I want to use and I'm not going to use it. That's what these motherfuckers are doing to people in other countries. And you sit there, a lot of you, and again, I'm talking to maybe, what, one, two, or three people. There's so many people in the world, like we did on 9/11. We were all glued to the fucking television set, sitting back saying, look what Osama bin Laden did. That fucking guy was probably dead well before that whole thing happened. They came up with this whole media story. They fabricated the whole motherfucking thing. They all planned this. This was planned out decades ago. Osama bin Laden didn't have anything with 9/11, nor did terrorists. Those are military planes that hit those fucking buildings, and the Bushes planted thermite and took those buildings down in a planned building destruction. I can't think of the word I want right now. That whole thing was planned and done well beforehand. Bush's brother had something, everything to do with the planning of all the bombs within the buildings. Planes hit. We all sat there saying, oh, my God, they were fucking hit by terrorists in these planes. And think about it. We have how many things happen in history? How many unsolved crimes? And yet these motherfucking douchebags in these organizations like the FBI and CIA and these organizations, they come out immediately within, what, hours? Not even. And they put people, they plant people on television, security analysts who are sitting back immediately. They all of a sudden know it was Osama bin Laden. Are you fucking kidding me? They can figure out what happened on 9/11. Minutes or hours after the attacks happened, but they couldn't fucking stop them in the first fucking place. Are you fucking kidding me? Am I the only one that makes any fucking sense in this world? I can't say I know who exactly did. I know the Saudis were involved with it, the CIA, the Israelis. We know this is how the whole thing developed. We know this was a development of a lot of different structures, a lot of different companies, a lot of different planning, project management. We know this. We know the Bushes were involved. We know this. But you take something like Sandy Hook shooting in Connecticut. That never fucking happened. And yet, minutes after supposedly the whole thing happened, oh, they put their thumb right on this fucking little punk kid, Adam Lanza, who went in with all these assault rifles, who was so small he shouldn't have been able to carry them in the first place, and yet this kid's in there fucking firing off all these fucking guns and killing all these kids, and then when he's out of bullets, he's able to just reload real quickly, and it's fuck you. In the Connecticut Supreme Court, whatever their court is there, they gave the okay for the families of these so-called kids who got killed in Sandy Hook to sue Remington, the gun company Remington. Yeah, that makes perfect fucking sense to me. Does it make sense to you? it's all so insane what's going on. Boston bombing, the Boston Marathon bombing, never happened. It was a fake. It was another false flag. It was another one of these situations where people in the power structure were able to fabricate things to make us think that there was a bombing and that we needed to go after all these terrorists. Same thing with all this shit going on in France, this bombing or whatever that just happened supposedly in Belgium, Brussels. I've gotten to the point myself where I understand there's nothing to fear anymore. What about just taking a step back? What about the scenario where supposedly some shooter went into the basically the congressional building up in Canada a few years ago? Remember that? Remember how stupid that was? And the cops are running around with their guns drawn, smiling and everything. Really, if there's a shooting that just happened, cops are not going to run around with guns drawn with smiles on their faces. They're going to be hiding behind trees. They're going to be laying on the ground. They're going to be fearing for their lives. But oh no, they just pull their guns out and they're running around and acting like everything's just fun and games. A complete act. So much of the shit that we hear about never happened. And here's a good point. I heard about this, or I remember this. I shouldn't say I heard about it. But I remember as a kid, and this is God, back in the late 60s, probably early 70s maybe, where somebody supposedly went in and tampered with medicines or something. I don't remember how it all worked out. Aspirin. Supposedly somebody went into a drug store, opened up aspirin bottles and put poison in there, and people got really ill and some died from it all. That's one of those things you don't hear about anymore. And what that brought about was, one, it brought about hysteria where people in our culture, our country, screamed at the government and said, oh, you need to protect us. Oh, how convenient. Isn't that the way it always works? I got a situation, not to go any further on that, and I will finish with that. What ended up happening is that drug companies ended up having to come up with these tamper-proof bottles where you open up the top and there's still a plastic cap on there that you got to pull off in that whole thing, or the tin foil, the foil. You unscrew the top of a lever or whatever, and there's a foil top that you still have to pull off just to prove that the bottle hasn't been tampered with yet. Think of the money that costed the companies who make the bottling and that kind of thing. Think about how much money the government probably made off that. That's what happened with that whole thing in my mindset. How does this work? And I find myself in a very, very serious situation, a very interesting situation in my life where I'm starting to really understand this stuff. And I'm pulling myself off the grid, if you will. I don't mean I don't have to get power from the power company or anything else, but I'm pulling away from the matrix. This whole situation that has so many people under control, and I'm pulling out of that. And I'm getting to the point where I get it now. There's still a long way to go, but I hear about a shooting somewhere. I don't even believe it anymore. And here you've got a situation, to take a little bit of a tangent here. You've got Obama, who told us he would never put troops in Syria, that he would never allow a ground war in Syria. And it was just announced a day or two ago that he's putting 100 more U.S. troops in harm's way in Syria. A ground war. We're at war with Syria. Syria never did a fucking thing to us.
But we're told that they did. We're told that Assad gassed his own people. He never fucking did that. Obama did. ISIS, Obama, Saudis, and the Israelis put them together to fight Assad, who is the president of Syria. They want to put pipelines, oil pipelines, through Syria, and Assad won't allow it. And that's why Obama and all these other motherfucking scumbags are in Syria right now fighting him. They're doing anything and everything they can to make Assad look like he's a bad guy. He's not at all, nor is Putin. And we're putting all this money, billions and billions and billions of dollars, being taken from us, the taxpayers, to get ready for war with Russia. And Russia has done nothing in the world community to deserve being attacked. And what has our dictatorship done? What has Bush done? What has Obama done? What did Clinton do? Look at Clinton. He went into Bosnia, Yugoslavia. He slaughtered so many fucking people in that country. It's disgusting. Look at Bush. Went into Afghanistan. How many people did he slaughter? Look what we did in Libya. Look at these countries. Look what we've done to these poor fucking people. Look at Iraq. These people at this point, they have no schools. They have no libraries. They have no water. They have no electricity. They don't have any food. They've got nothing. And how is it possible that we all sit back and look the other way and we watch our football games and our baseball games and our hockey games and the Olympics? We watch porn on the internet. How do we do this, you guys and gals? How do we do this, really? I've awakened to the point where I'm really disturbed by what's going on. And I don't even know what to do about it. And I'm sitting here talking on a radio program where there probably right now literally is nobody listening to me. Probably literally nobody is listening to me. And yet I feel connected so many dots. I'm disturbed to no end. I just got out of a job with a group of guys who thought I was nuts for believing what I believe in, meaning chemtrails and other such things, which they what they call conspiracy. And if you end up in a situation where you can't handle a certain level of intelligent thought that somebody's talking to you about, you will not accept what that person's saying, and you will not have anything positive to say about that person. You will call that person a conspiracy theorist. How fucking childish. How juvenile. I've never done that to anybody in my life. And I work with people like Clifford Carnicom. I'll tell you what, that guy's IQ is probably like 180. I wrote papers for him, research papers. I did that. He asked me to write his papers. He wanted me to dumb his papers down because he's so intelligent. He can't do that. He can't talk to the majority of people in the world, the fucking morons who engaged in the Occupy movement and the Arab Spring and all this shit going on right now, all these anti-Trump rallies, all this stuff. These people are so fucking stupid that it's hard to sit back and conceive of what's about to happen, because these people are like raging bulls. They're so stupid that they don't care what happens to them. They want to destroy anything that's more powerful or intelligent or anything else than they are. They hate people who are intelligent. They hate the structure that's in place. And they think these fucking little twit, fucking douchebag, little pig fucks, they think that they know what needs to be put in place instead of what's there now. And I've seen them. I'll tell you what. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. There are a lot of highly intelligent college kids. So if anybody out there ever listens to this and says, oh, this guy's an asshole because he's accusing everybody in college of being a douchebag. No, I'm not at all. But what I understand is there are too many people out there who are being bought and paid for, whose parents are just sending them to school to get them out of the fucking house, who walk around, feel the need to carve their bodies, put tattoos on, color their hair, put earrings on, piercings. All these people you look at, it's not all of them, these people you look at who go to these two get-togethers or forums or whatever you call them, the one guy, he's actually had bone taken out of other parts of his body and put into his forehead so he looks like he has devil horns. And he split his tongue. He had his fucking tongue cut down the middle. And his face is all fucking colored up with tattoos. He's got fucking piercings everywhere. I mean, and this guy, and get this, right? If he comes into your business and he wants a job, these fucking Democrats, so-called Democrats, they're not Democrats, but I'm going to call them Democrats just to be nice. They want to be able to sue you for telling somebody like this that they can't work where you work. You look at a person like that, say they sell insurance. Can you imagine somebody who looks like this guy? I don't know if you know who I'm talking about, but try to look it up on the internet. This guy looks like the biggest fucking freak of nature ever when it comes to intelligent thought. I could probably shake hands with a guy and have a beer with him and get along and be best friends. I probably could. But for this motherfucker to go out, and this is what a lot of these people do. They do. And I've read about it. I don't want to be fucking accused of anything. I've heard about these stories where a lot of these people will go out and try to get a job in a very conservative business where they need to have respect, reputation, and they have people who will be offended by people like this who carve themselves up. And they have lawyers who then go after these companies and say, you can't deny this person a job. Whatever happened to the scenario where you could pick and choose your employees? Whatever happened to this? What happened to the free system? What happened to free thought, freedom of speech? Our system's been taken away. It's pretty much gone. Don't sit out there and have hope. Hope went out with change. It went out with Obama, and it's going to be completely destroyed with Hillary if you vote for that low-life, pig, douchebag piece of shit. These people are awful fucking people. And if any of you, again, are out there who have been at the Occupy movement, Arab Spring, who are involved with any of this Black Lives Matter, you can hate my guts all you want, but I'm going to sit back and I'm going to tell you, I speak truth and I speak intelligence. You're fucked up and you better be careful what you wish for. I'm not the one who's going to cause the problems in the world. This system collapses, you're not going to have anything to eat, and nor am I. And you will be the cause of it. And you're going to go hungry and probably die. Anyway, I've done a lot of doom and gloom, said fuck a lot. I'm being told I have 10 seconds left in my show here. I enjoyed this show, very different from what I normally do. Hope you enjoyed it.